Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman. That right there, Mark Immelman. And Mark, it is good to see you. Happy Saturday.
It's good to see you. It's a happy Saturday for me. To watch CBS Golf is kind of weird because, ordinarily I'm out there, but a weekend off has been lots of fun. Practiced some golf this morning. Who knew? And watched some golf, some live golf and some PGA Tour golf this afternoon. So it's a chilling, man. It's good to be with you.
There you go. You deserve the week off.
You're the hottest working guy in sports gaming and broadcast podcasting, the whole lot, man.
Just do it all from home. It's a lot harder when you have to travel all over the place like you do.
That's true.
All right. Well, I'll admit, we did not have a single live golf item in the outline today. That was not the plan until about 10 minutes ago when Greg Norman called me personally.
He did?
And he said,
give me a bucket.
How about that?
He sounds strangely like Jonathan Coachman, but that sounded convincing.
Yeah, it's, similar. Paul Casey has joined Liv, and he will be on Bryson's Crushers, which adds to the list of some of the European Ryder Cuppers, Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, Sergio Garcia, Graham McDowell, to name a few. And also, Paul Casey, the last time we saw Paul Casey was two things. Players Championship on 18, his drive right down the middle of the fairway gets stuck in that divot and he goes on to make bogey. And then the last time that he was in a field was the match play and he played one hole and then conceded the other matches to his opponents. That's the last time we've seen Paul Casey play anywhere in the world.
Yeah, he's been strangely absent. And honestly, I'd watch the golf and then I eased outside and just went and had a quick dip in the pool. And my daughter, Isabel, came out and she goes, "Hey, Dad, I just saw on the broadcast that Paul Casey signed with Live Golf." And I looked at her. I'm like, "Really? Anyone else?" And she goes, "No, just Casey." And she goes, "Are you surprised?" And I was like, "Not really. I'm surprised it took him that long."
Right.
Because he certainly would have been one of the guys, if you speak of the Poulter, Westwood, Justin Rose sort of player in that sort of era, he's one of those. And so now all of a sudden Casey back in the scene and we'll be playing again pretty soon, whenever it is, for the Live League.
Yes, so we will keep an eye on that and any further news that comes out of Live Golf. But for now, Mark, it is all about JT Poston, who is looking to go wire to wire at the John Deere Classic. It was a Saturday 67 that turns his lead from 4-3, but a 3-shot lead going into Sunday, pretty handy.
Yeah, wire to wire leading. We're sleeping on leads are difficult. And look, JT Poston has been kind of, I don't want to use the term journeyman because that's got a negative connotation to it. But, he's a real hard worker. Never really a world beater when he was in college. Comes from Hickory, North Carolina, but just a talented dude. He's easygoing and plays the game with a sort of an abandon about him. And he's one of the great putters on the PGA Tour. In fact, if I had to pick a list of 10 guys to putt a hole of 10-footer for my life, Poston would be on that list. Oh. And so when he gets the ball striking ironed out, then, he's well on his way to shooting low. And he played well last week. And then, of course, this week, the greens are always good. And looking through the way he's been playing, I think the swing is just, it's in beautiful time, seems to be striking his irons really, really well and give himself lots and lots of looks. And the way he rolls it, in fact, all of the guys near the top of the leaderboard this week, as I look through them, they all putt pretty well. So for Poston with good confidence, making putts, he's looking pretty convincing, really, because as I say, sleeping on the lead is not an easy gig, and he's done it since that opening 62.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned his finish from last week, T2 at the Travelers Championship. You tacked that on to a T9 at the Wells Fargo Championship, a T3 at the RBC Heritage. Poston's been playing a lot better from kind of the spring into the early summer. So this is not completely out of the blue.
No, it isn't. And he's one of those guys. Well, look, I guess you can say it for the PGA Tour, where you always expect a player to make a run coming Sunday, and you always expect players to go on runs, and they'll go on a bit of a run, and then they'll taper off for one or other reason, and then they'll have a little run again. And that's kind of how the seasons go. And the guys who play consistently well throughout the year, those are your extra special talents, if you will. And that's not discounting anyone on the tour, because you have to be very talented to remain out there. And so you expect them to make little runs, and clearly he's making some hay right now. And in just a few weeks' time, a few short weeks, in fact, we're going to be going back to Greensboro, where he should be very comfortable. He's won that event before, went 72 holes without a bogey en route to the victory. So I'm keen to see how long this little run lasts, because if he keeps going, let's say he finishes it off tomorrow, he hurtles up the FedEx Cup rankings, got a few more events that fit the bill. He's playing well. I mean, he could be one of those guys that enter the playoffs and all of a sudden start turning some heads and play their way from next to nowhere into the final 30 at Eastlake.
Yeah, right now projected with a win to go to 22nd. So certainly would be in the mix if he could close this one out. Mark, we saw TPC Deer Run play 2.5 strokes under par on Saturday. That was by far the easiest round we've seen this week. Is there an expectation that, hey, that was moving day, we're going to get a little bit stiffer conditions, or maybe pin positions, or maybe make this a little bit more difficult on Sunday?
Yeah, it's all in the hole locations around there. And then the thing about the golf course too, always in the morning, it's a little more moist. It's a little more receptive than in the afternoon, because ordinarily, all the years that I've been there in the past, the afternoons are warm. They're not that humid. So with the bent grass greens, they start to firm up. They start to dry out a little bit. The bent grass fairways start to roll out a little bit. So you have a ball that hits and then runs 30, 40 yards, and all of a sudden it's in the rough. Then you're playing not defense, but you just kind of go ahead and attack as judiciously as what you normally would. So you always expect the scores to clip a little higher in the afternoon. But with the golf course playing the way it is, with no wind, I see another scoring fest tomorrow. And whoever's in contention, let's put it this way: JT Poston won't be able to go out and just ease his way to 68 or 9 or whatever. He's going to have to put another good round together to hold off the challengers.
Yeah, 18 pars, he's going to get lapped by the field. We'll talk about that field. We'll talk about the odds board, and we'll talk about some guys that might be movers and shakers. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features, like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Did you know that more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Those numbers do not add up to me, and I know it can be confusing, the biomechanics of the foot, the bones, the muscles, everything in between, but solving foot pain is simple, and that's where Superfeet comes into play. These Superfeet insoles go into your shoes, give your feet comfort and support where they need it the most, and redistribute the forces that reduce both stress and strain through your entire body, not just your feet. Insoles have been phenomenal for me personally, and they are clinically proven to decrease fatigue, reduce injury, and improve comfort. I can attest to that myself, especially when walking a lot of golf holes that I play. So if you feel good, you play good, you look good, everything works out from there, and it starts from the bottom up. Visit superfeet.com and enter promo code FIRST at checkout for 15% off your first order plus free shipping.
And we're back looking at the odds via our friends over at Caesars Sportsbook. It's JT Poston versus the world. He's even money plus 100 with Denny McCarthy, three shots back at plus 500. Scott Stallings, three shots back, plus 550. And then just a plethora of names below those guys, Mark. Does anything in particular stick out to you, whether it's Poston or one of these guys from further back?
Well, as you look down the list, look, Stallings has won a couple times. Grillo's got one win. McCarthy's still looking for a win. Callum Tarran hasn't won. Bo Hogue hasn't won. I mean, these are guys that are looking to try and get in the 125 right now and get in the playoffs. Chris Nagel's unproven, not even ranked on the FedEx Cup. Christian Bissadenhout's won abroad, as is Matthias Schwab. But, you know, you've got to go all the way down to Cam Davis for someone who's sort of going to, you're going to go, whoa, you know, there's someone who could really threaten. So, right now, it's Poston's to win. I don't want to say to lose because you hate to sort of speak ill of someone because he's played so great. But with a confidence, with the way he's playing, with the way he's putting, this is all his. I have to think that, you know, you have to hand the edge to maybe the guys for anyone to chase him down if they do. It's whoever's alongside him in the final group or maybe the penultimate group if they get a little hot. Because in seasons here before, someone's posted, and then they've sort of held out a little bit. I think of Lucas Glover last year. He wasn't in the final group. Dylan Fratelli, a year prior when this event was held. I think we missed a year because of COVID. Fratelli, he posted before the leaders came in. Jordan Spieth, when he won, it was the same sort of deal. Hold the bunker shot and posted a score. So three strokes is a big advantage, but we have seen folks fumble that before. So this is all posted, and I feel like it's up to McCarthy and Stallings to if anyone, put some heat on him.
I believe it is Poston's to win as well. And but however, I would, two guys that I think are going to improve their position on Sunday. You mentioned Cam Davis, Mark. He's got the firepower to do it, and he gave back like 3.5 strokes to the field on just holes 10 and 11, which is a bogey on a par five and then a double. And he still gained 3.5 shots to the field. And then Chris Goddard, who yanks his first tee shot of the day out OB, or I guess he pushed it OB, backs it up with an eagle. He's the only guy in the top 20, Mark, who's losing strokes putting for the week. So if he gets a little bit of a hot putter, I see those two guys moving their way up the leaderboard.
Yeah, I think Chris coming straight out of college is realizing that this is unlike college year where you can, if you have a bad day, you better keep yourself under par, especially on a golf course like this. But to speak of Cam Davis, I just want to touch this quickly, and it's likely going to seem a little hocus pocus or kind of almost too ethereal. But I spoke with a performance consultant many, many years ago, and he spoke of just the athlete, the human being's biorhythms. And you have mental biorhythms and physical biorhythms and emotional biorhythms. And he said that the athlete could get past the physical downers a little bit, but when they're high emotionally and when they're high mentally in their biorhythms, you'll find them playing well. And he showed me graphs where he had proved that athletes tend to peak and valley at the same times in the year, mentally and emotionally, for some reason. So you're looking at Cam Davis, who's had his victory at the Rocket Mortgage event, which is just a little while away. So you find all the same sort of guys playing well through the summer. Like if he was available this week, I would have probably went with Brian Harman and one and done. So, you know, I'm looking for Cam Davis to put together another good day. Got a rip. I'd love to see him play well as a rookie trying to, you know, earn his card, if you will. But again, they've got to do something super special. Last week, I was surprised really at Cam Davis. In the Saturday round, he was paired alongside, I think he shot 3 over par on moving day and just backed up in a big way. So it looks like the game is there and he's ironing stuff out. So a big day, I think, in store for the Australian tomorrow.
Right. That will be fun to watch. No matter how it goes down, we'll be back after the final putt drops to discuss everything and anything about the event. But for now, big thanks to producer Jacob. He does all the hard work behind the scenes. Mark Immelman is available at Mark_Immelman. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Hands where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back. About to set it all on fire. New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violent Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.